This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Thankfully, there's the presidential race to liven things up for us, and liven it has in the person of a young conservative from Wisconsin by the name, as you know, of Paul Ryan. The newly selected Republican running mate made his name by proposing deep cuts in the federal budget and remaking Medicare and Medicaid along the way. But in a land of 8.3% unemployment and sluggish economic growth overall, do the finer points of budget policy really resonate with voters? From Washington, Elizabeth Wynn Johnson takes a look.
Does "It's the Budget, Stupid" have the same ring to it as "It's the Economy, Stupid"? Stanford University political science professor Bruce Kane says this year both issues are going to be vying for voters' attention. Unemployment remains high. At the same time, a showdown looms over what to do about the so-called fiscal cliff of automatic tax increases and spending cuts.
Stupid's going to have to be a little smarter this time around because I think we're juggling a couple things.
Historically, at election time, short-term fears about the economy have trumped long-term concerns about the deficit.
The one test case that you have for that is the 1992 presidential election.
That's Professor Tom Schwartz of Vanderbilt University. He's talking about Ross Perot, the iconoclastic budget hawk who took 1 in 5 votes that year on a platform of deficit reduction. Of course, the winner was Bill Clinton and his now famous chestnut about the economy.
Eventually, the decision really came down to the fact that you really had an unemployment rate of about 7.5%, and the economy seemed to be stuck as well. And that probably proved to be far more the crucial issue than anything to do with the budget deficit.
Cut to this year, and Republicans and Democrats couldn't even agree on a budget for next year, choosing instead to fund the government at current levels until the end of the year. Still, Bruce Kane points out neither side, not even Paul Ryan's blueprint that passed the House, balances the budget anytime soon.
It's really about whether you want somewhat larger government with deficits or somewhat smaller government with deficits.
Which doesn't sound like such a stark choice. But that, says Kane, is why there's an old saying that American politics is fought between the 40-yard lines on a football field. I'm Elizabeth Wynn Johnson for Marketplace.